Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Hello, dear listeners. You've reached the Amelia Project. If you're enjoying this series and would like to support our work, consider becoming a patron from just $2 by visiting ameliapodcast.com and going to support the show. You'll be able to listen ad-free and get to watch a behind-the-scenes video about the making of this festive series. Day 6 is dedicated to our patron, Tony Fisher, who will get poisoned licking a postage stamp and will reappear as a sushi chef in Dublin. Thank you so much, Tony.
It's a great idea.
I think so too.
This way, we can rescue the 6th Hollingworth girl and catch up on caroling. It's bad enough we missed Love Actually this year, but caroling...
You think we can get the Grinch to join us?
Well, she'll have to. That's the beauty of it. The plan depends on it. Ouch! Where did that snowball come from? Is that Joey hiding behind the van?
Oh, good aim, Joey. Bravo, bravo. Very well.
Nice one, Salvatore. Right in the gob.
Those bloody Italians. Just wait until I...
Don't bother.
I'm going to catch up with you. And when I do...
Watch out! Want me to help you up?
No, I'm fine, Alvina.
Well, come on. We've got a concert to prepare. What the...
Code word?
Ugh. Bauble. What's going on, Amelia?
Guess. Damn it. I cannot believe this is happening right now. Hi.
Oh, no.
6 geese.
6? Ow. Angry geese.
Come on.
Why are they so angry?
6 for now. Soon there will be 12.
12? What on earth do you mean?
6 geese a-laying.
Oh, no.
They've been laying eggs
get
all over
from
the
me.
Office.
Get away.
Damn it.
Of course. Just, that's why they're so aggressive. They're protecting their...
Move.
Stop,
come on.
Stop
this way, this
ouch.
Way.
Thank ow,
you. All right, Alvina. Here's what you do. Stay calm.
Stay calm. You try staying calm when...
Hold eye contact with the goose.
Okay. Holding eye contact.
Keep your chest facing it, then back away, maintaining a neutral demeanor.
It's still following me.
Since when are you a goose expert?
No time to explain. But this technique saved Kozlovsky and I when we were attacked by a particularly pugnacious flock in northern Alaska.
Are you sure I should be maintaining eye contact?
Yes, at all costs.
It just seems to be making it angrier.
Now, spread your arms to make yourself look bigger.
Okay. I'm spreading my arms. I'm making myself look big and scary.
Duck!
Oh, shit! Oh!
Must have been a different kind of goose back in Alaska.
Are you all right, Alvina? Where did she go?
Oh, I don't know. Alvina?
I'm here.
Where?
In the coffin?
Yes.
Careful, that's for Estelle Oliveira's death next month.
You can come out, Alvina. I think the goose has settled down.
I think I'd rather stay.
You can't sing from in there, Alvina.
Sing?
Yes. We have a plan to evacuate Natalie Hollingworth.
That involves singing?
Yes.
I don't like this plan.
Hear him out, Amelia.
Fine. As long as I don't have to sing.
Oh, but you do. We will pose as carolers.
No. I hate singing.
But Mr. Hollingworth loves it.
Sorry?
Yesterday, He was belting out Feliz Navidad like the ghost of Christmas Present on LSD.
Well, that's because he was on LSD.
Oh, yes, that's right. But still, he obviously loved Christmas songs.
So, what's the plan?
Alvina and I have procured 6 Santa costumes.
Ugh, just the one I thought this couldn't get any worse.
We even got one in Kozlovsky's size. So we'll dress up as caroling Santas.
Mm.
Take a position outside Hollingworth Hall, ring the bell, and break into festive song.
It's the 30th of December. It's much too late for carols.
We're still well within the 12 days of Christmas.
The 12 blasted days of Christmas. And here I was thinking the whole ordeal ended on the night of the 25th. Turns out that's just the beginning.
Admit it. That's why you accepted this case, isn't it? So that we'd miss Christmas.
What? No.
We're not even getting paid.
They mentioned family heirlooms. Okay, for you, Christmas may be about putting on hats and singing silly songs. For me, it's
the
about...
The Amelia Project is not a charity.
Okay, don't tell me helping those women isn't a worthwhile thing to do. So tell me about the plan.
Right. So, we ring the bell, start singing, and Mr. Hollingworth and his daughters come out to greet us. If we are right about Cuthbert's musical proclivities, he'll soon join in, as will the daughters. Then we take their hands and start dancing.
Dancing.
Amid the merry confusion, we kit Natalie out with a hat, beard, and gown, and she becomes a caroler. By the time Cuthbert has caught his breath and the music has stopped ringing in his ears, we will be in the van with Natalie, headed for London.
Hmm. What will we sing?
I know!
What?
Isn't it obvious?
What?
The 12 days of Christmas.
Of course!
I'll just go and get the guitar from my office. We're going to have to give a rousing rendition if we want to distract Mr. Hollingworth.
Yes, and get him to join in.
Alvina, don't open... that door.
Why ever not?
What have you done, Alvina?
Well, why did you put them all in my office?
It's only fair that we spread about the poop.
Spread around them? I had them
stop
in my
office. Stop arguing, you two. Alvina, go get that guitar.
Okay, okay.
Well, at least now it's the other birds they're attacking, not us.
Right. Ready? Here we go.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a partridge in a pear tree.
Yes, Patrick, I'll feed you in a minute. I just have to finish this song, all right?
On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 2 turtle doves and a partridge in a pear tree.
Oh my God, are Romeo and Juliet?
Copulating? I think they are.
Ugh, take it elsewhere, you two.
On the third day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 3 French hens, 2 turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree.
Serge, arrête de picorer le canapé. Françoise, arrête de chier sur les livres. Et Jacques, éloigne-toi de cette voix.
On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 4 calling birds, 3 French hens, 2 turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. On the fifth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 5 gold rings.
Yeah, right. I wish.
4 calling birds, 3 French hens, 2 turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. On the sixth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 6 geese a-laying.
Whoa, look at that!
What?
What is it?
That egg! It's hatching!
Oh,
this is so exciting!
Oh, I've never seen this before. Not for real.
Oh, look at that lovely little face. Look at that little beak.
Oh, there's another one hatching over here.
Oh, how cute in here, too.
Okay. Cute as this may be, what are we going to do?
I could watch this all day.
Yes, but we're in the business of death, not... not births, not birds. And we're only just over halfway through the song. This is going to get a lot worse.
Who's a good little goose? Who's a good little goose? May I give you a little...
All right.
Okay, it's time to put Joey and Salvatore on the case.
They're busy preparing tomorrow's New Year's disappearance. Salvatore wanted to...
No, they're not. They're out in the alley having a snowball fight.
What? Then get them in at once. Tell them to booby-trap every door and window. Tell them to check every floorboard and heating vent. We must make this office completely intruder-proof.
Good plan. And we'll put them on guard all night.
Who do you think is sending all these birds?
No idea. But tomorrow morning, we'll find out.